I think this week is going to be a really busy week for uploads for me. So expect a lot of videos, all right? Because there's so many things I want to talk about and I've saved to go over. But one of which is the 3i Atlas, all right? And there's a couple of reasons why I wanted to make this video. Is because, one, I started off with it. When it first came out, I did a video on it and it went very well. And it was amazing. It was really exciting news. But second of all, I think that there's been a lot of information out there. And for me, I was like, well, what's real? What's true? What's made up? Because I think that people obviously are excited about this thing. And any sort of slight news of it being a alien mothership, people are going to jump on. And I thought, well, let's just try to approach this video a bit more or skeptical approach. Okay, because look, I really want this to be an alien mothership. I'm telling you, there's a huge part of me that wants this to be an alien mothership. But I have to ground myself because the other part of me is saying, no, Ben, come on. It's more likely just a weird anomaly. It's probably just a comet. Just ground yourself. So I approach this research in the mindset of, okay, let's really be critical about these things. These like, you know, it's giving off bursts every 17 minutes and it's changing direction and it's going to hit Mars. It's like, right, okay, let's stop. Let's have a little look at the facts, okay? And I've got to be honest with you, the more I looked into it, the more I'm like, holy hell, this is really crazy, man. That really needs to be spoken about, all right? And let me take you through what I've been looking at. First of all, I looked into the NASA website. And I know what you're thinking. I know what a lot of you are thinking. You went to NASA? Right, look. I know there has been times before that NASA may have hidden the truth, maybe. Okay? Which brings me on to another video I've got coming on. But I thought, well, let's start from the baseline, okay? Let's go over to NASA and let's see what they say. And then we're going to be jumping over to what Avi Loeb has to say. And yeah, so this is really quite interesting, okay? Just to bring you up to speed very quickly, right? This is called the 3i Atlas, and the reason why it's called the 3i Atlas is because it's the third object that's come into our solar system, okay? The first one was Oumuamua back in 2017. The second one was 2i Borisov, which was 2019. And then obviously July 2025, 3i Atlas, okay? So I went over to NASA's website, okay, and it basically gives you the brief description and where it was found, what it's doing, okay, on there. And it shows you the little course track here. But one thing I thought was pretty darn interesting, which, you know, I got pretty excited about. Oh, here we go. Look, here it was first seen, okay? This is what it was like when it was first seen. But anyway, you know all that. I saw this, which I thought was pretty cool, and I got pretty excited about it because this is a real-time view of what the, let's just say, comet is doing, all right? And you can go right back in time as well and see the actual course. The reason I looked at it is because apparently this thing is changing direction. This is it, right? This is what they're showing. And you can scroll out, right out, and right out again. And you can see our solar system, okay? Now, what's interesting here, and this is what I wanted to see. I wanted to see if there's any sort of course correction. Now, because in my mind and how the internet is talking about it, it's talking about it. If this is going around the bloody roundabout or it's at a crossroads, it's just changed direction. I was like, well, how much is it changing direction? Very minimal. I've got to be honest with you. If it's according to this, right? So this is it, right here. So we can fast forward, but look, we can go right back, we can speed it up, we can go like back in 7 months, look, all through here, right? Carrying on. Going forward, 2 months speed, 6 months. Okay. So this is where it's really interesting, and we'll come back to this in a second, right? So let me slow this down a minute. This part here is really interesting because I thought that around here, I mean, what are we on? September 21st. I thought this is literally just changed direction and is heading towards Mars. Now, if you spin it, you can see a slight direction. See that change there? See this line coming down and a sudden change in direction. Now, look. Maybe this is to do with a gravitational pull of some sort. But what's strange is, like I say in a second, is these 17-minute bursts that this thing's giving off. And this is the main reason why I've looked into this today, is because I thought, what? This thing is giving off bursts every 17 minutes on the dot. And each time it does it, it's changing direction. So, yeah, I can see, I don't know whether you can see it on the screen, I can see a slight change in direction here. But then it's going to skip past Mars, right? It's going to go behind Mars. And it's going to carry on, right? So I went over to Avi Loeb's, it's called Medium. I think this is his like blog or something like that. He's done, he did this 16 hours ago. So very recent, okay? I thought, well, let's get it from the horse's mouth. And he says in here, it's quite interesting stuff here. An encounter with alien technology will not only endow humanity with practical benefits associated with new technologies, but might also promote world peace. Psychological studies show that humans cooperate when facing an external common threat. Psychological studies show that humans cooperate when facing an external common threat. Project Bluebeam came to mind. Anyway, such a threat strengthens group identity and increases the motivation to protect its well-being. The resulting threat-dependent cooperation offers a meaningful strategy for survival, as collective action is often more effective against shared dangers than individual efforts. Facing danger leads to group bonding and increased willingness to contribute to the collective good. Right. This may explain the viral interest in the public in the five anomalies of 3i Atlas as a potential threat from alien technology, including its alignment with the plane of the planets around the sun, as discussed here, in large diameter of up to 46 kilometers. Its cigar-shaped anti-tail of scattered light towards the sun with a length that is 10 times longer than its width. It's surrounding nickel without iron as found in industrially produced nickel alloys. Its extreme negative polarization and low inversion angle. That I think we've already known. We know about that. But he goes on. He says here, among dozens of letters and emails I received today from all over the world, there were three questions from David O'Neill, a retired technology executive and amateur astronomer, with a YouTube channel here to which I replied as follows. So this guy says, this David O'Neill says, statistics with tiny samples. Some of the odds quoted about 3i Atlas, such as a retrograde orbit aligning within... retrograde basically means the opposite way of our planet's spinning, okay? Such as a retrograde orbit aligning within 5 degrees of the ecliptic plane or its coincidental timing near Mars, Venus, and Jupiter sounds extraordinary. But given that we only observe 3 interstellar objects, how should we treat these probabilities? Do they provide meaningful insight or do they risk oversaturating coincidences? Are they even valid in the concept of such a small event sample? Here is what he says about the trajectory and why it's so strange, okay? Again, this is on the YouTube channel, Event Horizon.
You see, it's an object coming from very large distance, and it's aligned with the planets. Now, the chance of that happening at random is 1 in 500. But suppose you say, okay, you know, miracles occur every now and then. You have something very unlikely happening. You say, okay, I accept this trajectory. It's not designed. It's in the plane of the planets by chance. But then you can play with the arrival time. It turns out that the arrival time along this path is also very fine-tuned. You just look at the orbits of Mars, Venus and Jupiter around the sun. You know, these planets are moving around the sun, around and around and around. This object, 3I Atlas, is getting very close to all three of them. And the chance of that happening with a random arrival time is 1 in 20,000.
1 in 20,000, right? So going back to the NASA thing, right? This is mad. This is what blew my mind. So what he's saying is the chances of this happening now, where it passes, scrapes almost past Mars, and then also directly passes Venus, and then carries on to a perfect alignment with Jupiter as well, passes by Jupiter. That is, what does he say? 1 in 2,000?
Is 1 in 20,000.
1 in 20,000.
So I said, whoa, wait a minute. Could this trajectory represent a design that is intending to pass close to these planets and, you know, for example, release mini probes that will visit those planets or do a reconnaissance mission?
Could it be passing by those three planets, dropping off mini probes? Right? Mini drones on these planets to assess, to watch, to test. I don't know. I asked the question. What has Mars, Venus, and Jupiter got in common, unlike any other planet in our solar system? I just thought, Why those three? Right? Because we've got to ask these questions. And this is crazy. What has Mars, Venus, Jupiter have in common, unlike the other planets in our solar system? The planets that 3I Atlas is passing, what have they got? What's so special about those? And I couldn't believe the answer I got, right? Mars, Venus, and Jupiter are distinct from other planets in our solar system in several ways, but one key commonality sets them apart. They are all terrestrial or gas giant planets with significant atmosphere and notable surface or atmospheric features that have been extensively studied due to their prominence and accessibility. Here's a breakdown of what they share, unlike other planets. Prominent atmospheres. Mars, a terrestrial planet with a thin but significant atmosphere, primarily composed of carbon dioxide featuring weather patterns like dust storms. Venus, a terrestrial planet with a thick, toxic atmosphere dominated by carbon dioxide and sulfuric acid clouds, creating a runaway greenhouse effect. Right? Jupiter, a gas giant with a massive, turbulent atmosphere composed mainly of hydrogen and helium, known for features like Great Red Spot. Contrast with others, Mercury has a negligible atmosphere, making it less comparable. Uranus and Neptune, while gas giants, have less dynamic and less studied atmosphere compared to Jupiter-Saturn, though similar to Jupiter, is often distinguished by its prominent rings system, which overshadows its atmospheric features in popular study. Exploration and visibility. Mars, Venus, and Jupiter have been prime targets for exploration due to their proximity from Mars and Venus, or sheer size of the brightness. For Jupiter, Mars has hosted numerous rovers and landers. Venus has been studied by orbiters and probes, and Jupiter has been visited by missions like Galileo and Juno. contrast with others, Mercury is less explored due to its proximity to the sun. Not if you're FreeEye Atlas and you're going past. It's only not accessible because of the distance away, but FreeEye Atlas is passing by it. Mars, Venus, and Jupiter are among the brightest objects in the night sky. Venus is the brightest planet, Jupiter the second, and Mars is often prominent. They held significant cultural importance throughout history, unlike the fainter Uranus, Neptune, Mercury, which are less visible without telescopes. While other planets like Saturn share some traits, e.g. a thick atmosphere, its rings make it unique in a different way. Mercury, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto either lack significant atmosphere, dynamic features, or accessibility due to its study, making Mars, Venus, and Jupiter stand out as a group of these shared characteristics. It might be a coincidence, but it's a coincidence that what Avi Loeb said, it's a coincidence that it's hitting this trajectory. It's a coincidence that it's passing by these planets. It's a coincidence that those three planets have those traits, right? So then, and then what I also found on Avi Loeb's blog that he's done here, this chart that he's put, right? So if you scroll down this chart, he talks all about it. And in this chart, he's got what he basically, from zero being an absolute comet, there's nothing more, nothing less, is a comet, right? To a 10 scale of being basically alien, right? Now, I've said in the last video, he's called this at a scale of 0 to 10, bearing in mind 0 being like insignificant. 0 to 10, this is on a scale of 4. 4. Okay? That's quite high up in the probability of alien, in my view, right? And that's not me being optimistic. That's like, you know, that's pretty high. Okay, so this is a good chart that he's put here. Now, 4 is including 2 and 3. So I'm going to quickly tell you what 2 and 3 is. A 2 would be a non-gravitational acceleration exceeding cometary models, single major anomaly in trajectory, composition, or morphology. Non-gravitational acceleration in marginally inconsistent with measured outgassing. Okay, so that would be meriting attention. That's number 2. So number 3, high confidence anomaly. So something out of the ordinary. It shouldn't be correct. Anomaly, right? Non-gravitational acceleration, vastly exceeding maximum cometary outgassing, giving absence of weakness of visible coma. Multiple persistent anomalies across observable categories. Non-satisfactory natural explanation after a comprehensive analysis. All right? So right there, that's pretty freaky. This is a number 4, what he says. Anomaly meeting potential techno signature criteria. Non-gravitational acceleration exceeding cometary models. Spectral signatures absent in known asteroid taxonomy, including anomalous spectrum inconsistent with solar reflection. Albedo variations inconsistent with known materials. We're going to get into that in a second. Deviation from Keplerian hyperbolic orbit inconsistent with outgassing models. Unusual shape referred from light curve of reflected sunlight. Trajectory anomalously aligned with planetary or orbital planets or selective inner planet targeting. So it seems here, selective inner planet targeting. So this is why he's classified it as number 4. Now, to bring it up to number 5, right? Suspected passive technology. It's one away with suspected passive technology. Unusual speed, strong persistent indicators of artificial, non-operational origin. Surface composition inconsistent with cosmic ray bombardment for implied age or velocity. Absent of cometary activity despite substance non-gravitational acceleration. Now, I've also heard, which I've not looked into today, but I've also heard that This thing is speeding up when it should be slowing down, and slowing down when it should be speeding up. For example, when it's getting closer to a planet or something with a gravitational pull, it should be speeding up, but it's slowing down. Regarding these bursts of 17-minute bursts that this thing's given off, I was really skeptical about that, but I looked into it, and this is where it come from, right? Harvard and NASA warn 3-eye Atlas could hit Mars. Harvard and NASA. For months, astronomers believe an interstellar object, 3-eye Atlas, would simply skim past Mars, but new data from Harvard's Avi Loeb team and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory have changed everything. The comet's trajectory is tightening, its speed shifting, and for the first time, the numbers suggest a possible direct collision with the red planet. At nearly 87 kilometers per second, 3-eye Atlas is moving faster than anything humanity has ever tracked. Its tail doesn't behave like a normal comet. It pulses every 17 minutes, releasing bursts of gas with clockwork precision, steering itself like a spacecraft. Spectroscopy shows metallic cores and unnatural glints in Mars orbit, sparking fears that this isn't just ice and dust, but a probe under intelligent control. This is crazy. A collision would release energy equal to millions of nuclear bombs, carve a 60-kilometer crater, and devastate Mars's orbiting fleet of spacecraft. Worse, debris could eventually reach Earth. NASA, ESA, and space agencies worldwide are scrambling behind the scenes, but the clock is ticking. September 2025 is critical window, and everything pulse from 3-eye Atlas may be adjusting in course to closer impact. Is this a natural cosmic wanderer or the first interstellar machine humanity has ever encountered? So yeah, it's pretty darn strange. Am I onto something where it's passing over Venus, Jupiter, and Mars? Is it going to drop something over there for observational things, testing or whatever? It is a bit peculiar how those traits are like that on those three planets and no others, you know? Anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool. This is turning out to be pretty darn interesting. Subscribe. I will do an update when there's more updates to come. Thank you so much for watching. I hope to see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.